today, as always, at 11 o'clock or so, it's our pleasure to have live music on the Saturday Light Brigade. And it's been a while since we featured this genre of music. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity today for you to learn a little bit more. If you are new to traditional dance music of the likes you're about to hear, the group you'll be hearing also has a new CD that we'll talk about. You'll hear English country dances, waltzes, and contra dances throughout the hour. Without any further ado, though, let me welcome Amaryllis.
Thank you.
Alice at the Saturday Light Brigade. What a fun, kind of delightful song that is, sort of
Thank
just
you.
Bouncing along. What was that called, Mara?
That was a medley of tunes. The first one was Amaryllis, our namesake tune. The second one was Knoll Park, and the third one was Portsmouth.
And let's talk a little bit. Those were all styles of what genre?
They were English country dance tunes.
And can you explain to the uninitiated a little bit about the repertoire of English country dance and sort of focus us a little bit?
Well, English country dance was my first love, but the real expert here is Allison.
Well, we'll turn
actually,
to her. That's fine.
Who has done it far longer than
and,
me.
And let me mention, and I'm glad all of you should feel free to pass the baton, so to speak. That's Mara Avakian,
yes.
By the way, who was on keyboard there. Donna Isaac playing viola?
Fiddle.
The fiddle?
Just fiddle.
Just
today.
Fiddle, okay. And it's hard for me sometimes to tell them apart if I don't see two
sure.
at the same time.
Oh, sure.
And then Allison Thompson is here, and you were playing accordion. And did you have concertina out as well on
yeah.
that medley? I thought I saw you switch.
Started off with concertina, which is a little quieter, and then the button accordion.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit about the repertoire, or at least the defining marks of English country dance.
The defining mark is 1651, when a collection of English country dances was published in England and called English Country Dances. They were very popular in the courts of England and Europe and here in North America as well. And they're still danced today.
And was there an end to that period?
Well, that's a 300-year period, so you find difference in styles, but there is
okay.
no end because
okay,
people
so the beginning,
are composing them today.
That's what I was wondering. So it's not a case of a short period of music that experienced a resurgence later. It's as if somebody came up with the idea. Inventing is not quite the right word, but a style was established that took off and never really stopped.
It evolved and changed, and this kind of dancing is the grandfather or grandmother of Western square dancing, for example. But it's still a vibrant art today, and in fact, our next set, we're going to play some jigs, and two of them are composed. One of them, the composer, is still living. They'll sound very traditional, but in fact, they were written quite recently.
Well, let's mm-hmm. take a listen to those. This is another set of English country dance tunes. And can you mention the songs that are part of this medley?
Sure. We're going to start off with a tune called Green Willow, which was written in 1932. And then we'll jump back to 1695 for a tune called Jacob Hall's Jig. And then we'll end with a tune called Boys of Antrim that was written to celebrate a master tunesmith's woodworking class. He liked the boys in the class, so he wrote this tune for them.
And that's the most contemporary
yeah,
of them?
Yeah, he's still living.
Okay, great. Once
Bob
again,
Bob McQuillan wrote this one.
Bob McQuillan?
Yeah. He's written a lot of wonderful tunes.
Once again, here's Amaryllis. Thank you. such a rich sound as we listen. And one thing I'm curious about, when English country dance music is played, is it typically a trio? Is it sometimes just one musician? Is it ever an orchestra? How is the music often played? And Allison, everyone's looking at you.
Oh. Well, the first recordings that were made of it were all silver bands, big marching bands recordings. So that was back in the 20s, the 1920s. It can be played by one person. Often Donna is our musician when the dancers perform, or by many. And we just have been playing together for a long time, so we appear as a trio.
Now, Amaryllis has a new CD out. It's called In Step. And the CD release party is coming up at the Wilkins School Community Center, and that's at 7604 Charleston Avenue. A couple events before that, though. On the 13th of February, there is waltzing on the 18th, contra on the 11th, a contra dance of March, that is, and on March 12th, an English dance. So there's a lot going on, and the whole schedule is there. What date is the release party?
February 27th.
So that's right in the midst, a couple dances ahead of that and a couple afterwards. And I noticed that George Hyde worked on this with you, who's a terrific engineer.
Yeah.
And it's nice to, you haven't had a new recording in a it's been a few years, hasn't it?
Yes.
So it's nice to have this out. What would you like to do next?
Well, we thought we would move to the world of contra dancing.
Contra.
Next.
Now, yes. Everybody wonders about the difference between contra dancing and square dancing. At least those who are wondering about it are wondering about it, because a lot of people think it's the same, but it's different, isn't it?
That's very true. It's the same, but it's different.
Can you? why the name? Now, contra meaning counter or
opposite.
Mm-hmm. Is that the key difference, or can you explain contra? More people probably have square danced than contra danced that are listening now, I would think.
Yeah. I would think. Square dancing, which is what you did in sixth grade in school, only when we do it, it's much more fun. Is, of course, done in a square formation with a couple on each side of the square. But contra means opposite, so you stand opposite your partner in a long line. And you move down the line. There's alternating couples, couples one, and then couple two, couple one, couple two, and so forth down the line. And the lines can be really long, too.
Wow.
And so all the couple ones do the figure, and they move down to the next couple. They move down the set, but the couple twos are moving up. So it's kind of this sort of flow of people. You have to do it to understand that. I know it's hard to explain on the radio.
I'm kind of getting, and it's been a while because Ricky and I don't get out to dance. We don't get out to do much, actually.
Oh.
But I'm curious, at these dances, are you discovering like younger people, coming people in their 20s and maybe
yes.
even late teens starting to come? Because there's quite a resurgence among a lot of forms of folk and acoustic mm-hmm. music of all ages. And this would be a great way to meet people and just to have a good time.
You're right, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a nice mix of people. We do have more young people coming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a good, no-pressure way to meet people. You end up dancing with everybody in your line. And you can change partners after each dance. It's expected that you do that, so you don't have to come with a partner.
Yeah, and you get told what to do. That's what I always liked.
The caller will tell you what to do.
I wish life was like that, actually, generally. But you get told what to do, as opposed to other forms of dancing where you're expected to know.
That's right.
And there's a contra dance every Friday night in Swiss Helm Park. So people are certainly welcome to come, and there's a link to that on our website.
Yeah,
as
you,
well.
If you go to the website of it's amaryllismusic.com, we've linked to it, amaryllismusic.com. You can find all of this information, and the Swiss Helm Park dresses, Windmere Drive, 1050 Windmere Drive. What time do these dances typically start?
They run from 8 to 11, and there's a teaching session at 7:30.
Ah, so you can even be more told what to do.
Yes,
and
if you've never done
expect.
It, you can come and learn the basic steps so that when the caller says, you know, right hand star or something, you'll know what to do.
Now, who does the calling? Do any of you call?
No.
I teach English dance, but there we have callers in the community, the dance community, who take turns, and we often bring in outside bands and callers. So it's a different mix every week.
And before we hear our shift, our first country dance, this is also our contra dance. Can we learn more about the origins of the style of dance? Is there a defining year or beginning?
Again, these evolved out of the English country dances here in particularly New England. So I would look to them as starting sort of around the time of 1812, when America began to feel itself to be different from the mother country. The tunes that we're going to be playing now are three French-Canadian tunes. We call this set The Saints because the first tune is Real Saint-Joseph, the second tune is Walker Street, which is not a saint, and the third tune is Real Saint-Antoine.
Well, once again, now as we shift to contra dancing and contra dance music, we have Amaryllis.
Thank you.
Amaryllis, that's delightful. And I think all three women reached their target heart rate with that last song. I'm looking at them as they finish, and it's like, whew, take a break, check your pulse. I'm curious.
It's true.
It is a workout. I as I'm watching you play, you really sound good.
Thank you.
I haven't had a chance to tell you that, but it's just absolutely gorgeous the way you sound. And I'm curious about one thing I was thinking about, particularly watching Donna play on that song, is there must be some room for improvisation or at least reacting to the dance. Because, I mean, you need to probably play for an amount of time, and the collar too, right?
Right.
Can you explain that a little?
Maybe just a little. We all do that. Each dance is kind of long. Each dance is maybe, 10 to 15 minutes, something, 10, 12 minutes of actual dancing. And you're playing the whole time. Or almost the whole time. And so in order to keep yourself happy and awake and sort of interacting with yourselves, you do come up with variations. And I'm not doing it very much today because I'm on the radio. And
that's
I'm
funny.
Trying.
You look good. But you look really – well, everybody looks like they're in the zone. But,
sure.
You know, it's – but, yeah, you would have to keep yourself fresh and also
– And also we need to – react to what the dancers are doing. We need to enhance their movements. That's the whole point of, in a way, of the dance music. You're not just playing a tune that's written on the page. You're playing one of an infinite set of variations, and you're really interacting with the dancers in your own way. You're not getting down there and dancing with them, but you're interacting.
Well,
and that's how it works.
It's almost, this is... These are my words, not theirs, okay, what I'm about to say. But it's almost as if you're controlling these marionettes. I don't want to belittle the dancers, but if you add a certain lilt or accent or trill to what you're doing, you're probably going to cause somebody to kick their leg a little higher or move a little faster, which is kind of an interesting, powerful... I mean that in terms of, I don't mean it. Mauro just showed her biceps.
She did that very well because she's actually, people look at the fiddler or the melody players as the people who do that, but that's actually, we think, the accompaniment that has the most control over the kind of rhythm that you have and the accents that we put in. So she's right to do that.
And in part, though, by powerful, I was thinking responsible. I know if I were doing this, I wouldn't take it probably quite this seriously, but if you mess up or speed up or slow down or short somebody a note or beat, you could have a dance accident, right?
That's right.
The collar does signal us if they think we're going too fast or slow. We don't usually drop a beat.
No. Dropping a beat would be kind of rough. I'm just thinking of a dance tragedy where suddenly everybody falls into one another, and it's probably, I'm taking it too seriously, but I'm
but
just.
We get very energized by the dancers.
I mean,
we can play and. You know, rehearsal and in one of our houses or something, and it's like, oh, okay, this is fine. But when the dancers hit the floor is when the music really comes to life.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for tuning in today. And Amaryllis is the name of the group. They have three CDs that you can find out about at their website. Their latest, which is just out, is called Waltzes, 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 and More by Amaryllis. In Step is the name of the CD. It's subtitled that. And it has 15 different selections on it. You can find out about it from their website, which we've linked to. They're playing live in the studio. If you're just tuning in and you heard that music, I'll bet you thought it might have been off of a recording. But this is all happening live. You sound great. And what's next? Is it time for another contra dance, or we can move into square dance? It's up to you three.
Well, we have a series of jigs for contra dancing. The first one is called The Long Hot Shower by Betsy Branch. The second one is the Black Cat Jig by Daniel Compton. And the third one is Indian Point by Rick Moore.
So now, a series of jigs from Amaryllis. Amaryllis with another workout. Ooh, boy, I think the temperature of the studio has gone up about 5 degrees since they started playing. And it's so much fun to listen to you. And I really enjoyed hearing the concertina on that in particular. I don't know why, but it came, it sort of floated to the top in that last set a great deal. And it... you don't think about the concertina as much as you might the accordion or similar instruments, but it really displayed itself very well, or you displayed it very well.
Thank you.
It wasn't playing itself now, was it, Allison? The website for more information about Amaryllis, you can link from ours or go to amaryllismusic.com. AmaryllisMusic.com to find out more information. It's 11:45 now at SLB. What's next?
Well, we thought we'd play some waltzes from that CD.
Ah, okay.
So we were going to start with Junior's Waltz. Which highlights Donna's wonderful playing.
And I'm realizing now, you know, we've been talking a little bit about the history of country dance and contra mm-hmm. dance, and I'm asking about the origins of the music. Now, we're all, most of us, are more familiar with waltzes. And, you know, waltzes, we know, are still being written today. Mm-hmm. And I guess date back to Strauss and earlier, probably.
Yeah, this is a very different style from the Viennese waltzes.
Yeah,
these are the traditional, just, you know, three steps, turning, more improvisational style.
But all of these are really living forms of music, still mm-hmm. being practiced and composed. Although to older traditions, still mm-hmm. very much alive. So this one features Donna.
It's a sort of a cowboy kind of waltz, and I love the way Donna plays it. It's Junior's waltz, written by Junior Dougherty, and he wrote this in 1982.
Ah, very good. Once again, Amaryllis. Beautiful, and Amaryllis featuring Donna Isaac on fiddle. And you want to sing to these songs, too, whether they have, I don't know if that song has words, but you just want to make up words as you're listening, and they're just...
Maybe that could be one of your puzzles.
I like it. Yeah,
there you
write
go.
Up
have
the words.
Kids write some words to it.
Sure. We were going to have people write Steelers haiku today, and I... Ricky and I decided against it after a while, but we thought about it. But it could be interesting to do Steelers haiku. I see Donna's thinking already. I see her. 11 players on a field of icy snow.
That's how I feel about it.
Dallas, why so cold?
Yeah.
There we go.
I hope the people got hit by the ice are recovering well.
Oh, and something, the ice popping down on folks, and it's hard to believe, actually. But let's seize the moment here. We're back talking about Amaryllis's new CD, too. I noticed, I was looking through it as you were playing, Junior's Waltz is on it, and also Beautiful Dreamer and Gentle Annie is on here, and I see, too, you included a tune by Tom Cunningham, which is so nice to see. Tom's out in Ohio now,
it's a beautiful but tune.
From the Pittsburgh area. And you can learn more about this recording by going to Amaryllis's website, which we'll give you again in a moment. We probably have time for one or two more, depending on their length. We have time for maybe seven more minutes of music or so. I know I can say that to people that play this kind of music because they understand the length of some of these things so well.
Well, we would have time, I think, for if we did each Speranza and Out of the Well maybe two times each.
Sure.
All right.
Okay. I want to be sure you're getting to what you want to get to, too.
Yeah.
It's before you play, is there anything else we should mention that I haven't mentioned or asked about? I would like to ask, now that I've asked you that question, just where each of you is from for people who don't know whether you're originally from Pittsburgh or not and what brought you here. We'll start with you, Donna.
Oh, I'm from Pittsburgh, and I live about 5 minutes from where I grew up in Wilkinsburg.
I know the answers to some of these questions, but people are going to, other people may be interested, and that's Donna Isaac. Allison?
I grew up here. I live in Squirrel Hill now.
And where did you grow up?
Fox Chapel.
Okay, and Mara?
I grew up in New York City. But I came to Pittsburgh 30 years ago, and so I guess I'm a burger now.
What brought you here?
What brought me here? Yeah. I got a job teaching music at the School for the Deaf, and that was just so bizarre, I had to take it.
Okay, over in Edgewood.
Yeah.
That's. Are you still, you're not teaching there anymore, you're teaching
Head
Start
now. No, I'm a preschool teacher now, yeah.
Well, it's good to learn that about each of you, and I'm glad the city has each of you.
Thank you.
And thanks, for, you're going to close with?
I think we'll close with a tune that Morrow wrote, speaking of a living composer, if we only have time for one more.
Oh, no, you've got time for two. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure when I was listening to you. Okay. I heard you say play something twice. So.
Yeah, we'll just play it twice.
Okay.
It's called Out of the Well.
All right.
Thank you very much for being here with us today, Amaryllis, and it's good luck with the CD. It's terrific to have you here, and I hope you just have continued success. I forget how much fun it is to hear you play. I'm always reminded when we have you here of just how great it is. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the group's name is spelled Amaryllis. That's the way it's spelled. So if you go to That spelling, AmarillisMusic music.com. That's the website where you can find out more information.